What's going on, everybody? Young Ben signing in with another podcast episode. If you haven't already, like something on the podcast or subscribe. It costs you nothing. And today I'm going to get right into it. I want to give you guys another weather update. I did one earlier in the year, I think around February, actually. Wow, I haven't done one in a while. But yeah, I did one in February. Just kind of analyzing some of the events that was going on during the time. I think I mentioned volcanoes. I think we had a few winter storms going on. I live in Atlanta, and I know during that time also, we were experiencing some snow. Low-key, every weekend in February, I think it was like the end of January through February, you know, we was getting just unexpected snow, and they're like, what they call that wintry mix, you know what I mean? So, yeah, the weather has been all over the place, and I'm making this podcast, this update, because my brother actually reminded me today we was talking. And he's like, Ben, you been said it was going to be a hot summer. He said, you said that in January. I was like, yeah, you're right. I did say that. Because, I mean, when stuff comes to me, I mean, we always talk, you know what I'm saying? So he gets a lot of the information and the downloads first. And he listens, you know, he listens. That feels good, you know, because I'm glad somebody listening. But, yeah, I want to talk about that, because, you know, summer is here now. We are in the middle of June. God damn, this shit just it's flying by. But we're in the middle of June already. And, I mean, out of nowhere, the temperatures have just went nuts. Like I said, I'm in Atlanta. And this week, we have been experiencing 100-degree weather. That's triple digits, guys. It's scotching. As my folks would say, it's scotching outside. You know what I mean? Blistering heat, literally. I think I read, it was some article I read the other day where they were saying literally if you spend too much time outside right now, you know, your skin can get blistered. That's how hot it is. And now, I don't know if that actually applies to black folks. Because, you know, we are designed to take the heat. And now I'm actually about to segue into what I really want to get into. But we are designed to take the heat. Our skin, the melanocytes, big word for y'all, melanocytes, if you wanted to look it up. Our melanocytes, which actually gives us the pigmentation of our skin, is designed to take the sun. That's why we get darker. You see what I'm saying? So I'm still not recommending spending excessive amounts of time in the sun. However, you can take the heat. You know what I'm saying? So don't, at this time, don't be scared to go outside and just take a walk or just parlay in the nature for a second. You know what I'm saying? You still need that. You know, vitamin D is still out there and you need that. And from what it's seen, like I said, 100-degree weather, and it is not just Atlanta. It's in a lot of the states, definitely out west, Cali, Phoenix, Phoenix, yeah, Texas. I mean, all those states out there. Bro, we're in a heat wave, literally in a heat wave. So right now what it's looking like, you know, black people, we gonna have outside to ourselves, because these white people can't take it, bro. I tell you, these white people ain't gonna take it. I was in Walmart the other day, right? And I was going to get some stuff for my hair. And there was actually, like, in the middle of the aisle, you know, they have stuff in the middle of the aisle. It was just a section of sunscreen. But it was this white lady. I mean, she was almost, like, in a panic, almost, it seemed. how she was just trying to look through. I guess she needed a certain type of sunscreen and she wasn't finding it. And I just kind of walked past her. I was like, yeah, we really gonna need that this summer. And she's like, oh my gosh, we are. And but yeah, we really are. I really are. I never really have used sunscreen before. Maybe it is necessary, but I've never really been burnt either before. And I'm a lighter complexion person. So I think, you know, to take it a step deeper, you know, there's a reason. I said this in the previous weather update. In the previous weather update, check it out if you haven't, that one I gave in February. The earth must cleanse itself. The earth must cleanse itself. The earth has a spirit. Most people aren't aware of this. The earth has a spirit. It moves, it breathes, just like you. Just like you. So, just how you take a shit and piss every day, and, you know, that's how we cleanse our bodies. The earth must do the same, but it does it in a much slower process. You know, sometimes it takes thousands of years for the earth to finally come to a place of complete cleansing and washing away of all the bullshit that's going on. We are in a heightened place of bullshit. It's so much BS. I don't want to cuss too much. It's so much BS going on, you know, and it's been going on for a long time. The earth is now saying, it's time. It's time for me to come back and renew. It's time. So, you know, this is just going to be a part of it. Heightened temperatures, which is also on a third level, on a deeper level, is a reflection of what we as humans are going through internally and spiritually. More people are having awakenings and becoming more aware to life and what life really means, their purpose in life, understanding what is going on around them, the reality. New eyes are coming upon a lot of people. 2020 kicked this off. I've been saying that for a while. 2020 kicked this off. 2020 vision, you see more clearer. And as that is going to continue to happen, you know, the earth heats up. The earth heats up. And, you know, we haven't even experienced the height of it yet. We haven't. We have not. It's going to get worser. So, as I always say, be ready. Get prepared. Because this is a telltale sign of more things to come. When it's real hot like this, also, we have to be aware of it's probably going to rain more this summer, and we're going to have a stronger hurricane season. When the weather gets real hot like this, and, you know, the atmospheric pressure. I used to want to be a meteorologist, so I do have a great deal of knowledge of how weather works and all of that stuff. I used to I really wanted to be a meteorologist. I had a whole plan. Like, I wanted to go to Ohio State University, get a degree in atmospheric sciences and meteorology, and become a meteorologist. Really, the goal was to be a storm chaser. But my folks kind of talked me out of that. I was saying, oh my God, that's so dangerous. Do you really want to chase storms? But I was just like, that was one of the coolest things to me at the time. Like, seeing like tornadoes, and just, it was just so interesting, like the power of nature. Like, how does nature create something so strong that can produce 100-mile-per-hour winds and destroy our creations, human creations, buildings and roads and houses, and uplift businesses, right? I mean, in seconds, You know what I'm saying? Like, that just fascinated me to another degree. You know what I mean? But it wasn't in the stars for me to do that. And, you know, looking back, maybe it's probably best that I didn't, you know. It's a dangerous job and it doesn't pay a lot. So, but we're gonna see, you know, stronger thunderstorms, especially like late at night, you know, once it kind of cools off. It hasn't really been cooling off, to be honest, but that hot weather deep into the nighttime, it just yields strong storms. That's just what it is. And like I said, going into hurricane season, which that usually starts really about now, you know, I feel like it heats up a little more in July. The waters are warm. The waters are warm. And I just can only imagine. Like I said, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of you know, a new world coming to us. I've been saying that for a while. Everything coming to me tonight. Golly, I'm on fire. But we're in the new world. You know, shit has to change. Shit is going to change. It's been a lot of stuff going on. And I'm just here to be a witness. I'm here to be a reporter. I'm here to make you aware, keep you aware, help you be prepared, and you know, just to spread information, share knowledge. That is one of my purposes in this lifetime, and I'm going to continue to do that until I am no longer. You know what I'm saying? So, to segue one more time. The one of the bigger causes, also, I want to really help somebody, you know, right now when it comes to like health. We have to be aware of our health right now. It's very important. You know, when we as humans haven't experienced a certain, how can I say it? A certain environment is new to us. It takes our bodies time to adapt to that. So right now we have to adapt to the heat. I truly feel sorry for anybody that has to consistently work outside because it's hot. You know what I'm saying? And your body has to adapt to that. And, you know, quote unquote, they're saying, you know, COVID cases are going back up. And, you know, people are catching the flu, hardcore flu, in this time. I've seen that several times today on Twitter. And people was posting on their story that they are sick right now. And that is a direct correlation to the air quality and the temperature of the air right now. We have to be cautious of our health. The respiratory system is so important right now. So important. That is almost like, I ain't gonna say they are trying to target us on purpose, but we have to be aware of that. Get you some oregano oil. I mean, that is one of the most powerful things you can have for your respiratory system. Get you some mullein leaf tea. Mullein. Mullein. I don't even know that's how you pronounce it for real. But that's how you spell it for sure. Mullein leaf. It comes in, I think, pill form. Tea. I recommend the tea. The tea is A1. For real. And that is going to keep you covered, you know, going through this time. The road that I live on in Atlanta also has a very nice view of the city skyline in two separate places. And when I tell you it's, what you call it, smog, bruh, it's been looking crazy. Like, it looks so cloudy, you can see it. You can literally see it, how cloudy it is. And it almost makes the buildings look blurry. Like you can't really see the buildings. So that's what we're dealing with right now. So I'm not telling anybody to stay inside. Don't stay inside. That's not healthy. But you know, just be careful. Prepare your bodies, prepare your minds for you know what's to come. And I'll be back with you guys again, probably, you know, in another few weeks to give you another weather update. Something crazy might happen before that, and I might have to come back and talk to y'all. But that's all I have for y'all for now. How could I forget? I done got so crossed over. I be going on tangents. It's crazy. Going back to when I was saying, talking about the black people and the white people, how the white people can't take the heat for real and they gonna be struggling. The monkeypox shit. That's it. Yes, yes. I don't know if y'all have been hearing about that. The monkeypox, right? Supposedly, God, this shit just be blowing me sometimes. But supposedly monkeypox is gonna be a thing. Cases have been reported in Georgia. I know cases have been reported in other countries. I know I read somewhere Belgium has cases. China just has everything. Shit. They creating it over there. It seems like ain't. But the monkeypox. What the monkeypox really is. That shit is not real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say it's not real, but it's deeper. The monkeypox is really going to be melanoma for white people because they can't take the sun, like I said, and it's going to form certain sores and blisters on their skin that resemble monkeypox. Monkeypox is an old-ass disease that most humans have evolved to be immune to. You know what I'm saying? So when they were saying that, I'm like, bro, we not in the fucking 1700s. Like, what are y'all, you know what I'm saying? What are y'all talking about? Like, so that's really what it is. And they're trying to, all the major news medias and everything are trying to prep people to say, oh, it's going to be monkeypox, here's monkeypox, this, we need a vaccine, blah, blah, blah. No, it's for the white people because y'all can't take the sun. And I'm not trying to diss y'all if I do have white listeners. But that's just what it is. That's the truth of the fact. That's the science. Y'all can't really take the sun. So you're going to have to be inside, or you're going to have to be in direct shade sitting up under your trees to be outside and enjoy nature this summer, because you can't take the sun. And that's just what it is. So don't be alarmed when you're seeing monkeypox. Don't get no damn vaccine, please, for no monkeypox. I feel like we already got a vaccine for that when we was younger anyway, so don't get another one. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. That's what that is. That's a trick. So I almost left y'all hanging on that. I wanted to share that. But I think that checks the boxes on everything. Like I said, just wanted to give y'all an update. I come back to y'all with another episode. I love you guys. Keep pushing.